Come with me and you'll be in a world of
Cinematic Adventures.
Welcome back to Cinematic Adventures. Tonight, I am with the entire damn crew. Say hi, boys.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh dear.
Wow, he just chimed in with an evil maniacal laugh.
Yeah, I just, you know.
Jackie, okay. Are you wearing a seatbelt? Because you better buckle up.
I feel like I should be like haltered in, like not just the the regular lap strap, but like the full on like
need
race
the shoulder
car
straps. Yeah, you need the shoulder straps for this one.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough. All right, so today we are talking about a look forward for 2021. What movies do we want to see?
Nice. Oh, but wait, it's you gave me the restriction of no Disney related properties though, right?
Yeah, also no Disney, no Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so okay, no Marvel, no, not necessarily Disney in general, but like no Marvel. Like
no Disney umbrella.
Mainly no Marvel, no Star Wars. The reason why I did that is because the day I gave you guys this assignment was literally the day after the big announcement for both sides. So I didn't want everybody to just be like, oh, I'm just going to pick those movies. That's
why. Jackie,
there are
good
that.
People on both sides.
You know what? Yeah. Doug, God damn it.
I would just like to formally tell the audience that Jackie specifically wished for this. So,
yep.
This isn't Wonder Woman, you know, guys. I didn't
true
wish
story
for this. I did not wish. Okay.
Oh, you're going to recant that wish. Like, oh, in, you're going to. Because listen, you gave me red tape, and I could have just been like, oh, yeah, Disney, all this, it's going to be great. And we would have had a grand old time, Jackie.
I mean, but would we, though? Like, would I?
Wait.
Is the question?
I don't hear the ch-ch-ch of the seatbelt yet, because you better just clickety clackety clickety clackety click it. Okay, all right. You're strapped in. You ready to go?
You're making click click noises. Okay.
Okay.
This is where we're at.
All right.
All right,
who's
who
starting?
Go first.
Lance Vince needs to go first.
Oh shit! We're just already okay.
Yeah.
No. This is a good one. All right. I took my time researching this shit, and I narrowed it down to one. I'm looking forward to, should it come out this year, Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Huh. Oh, good choice. Yeah, good choice.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Ivan Reitman's son is doing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Paul Rudd's in that, right?
Yeah, Paul Rudd's in it. Dan Aykroyd's coming back on it. So is Ernie Hudson. Bill Murray he says he's in it, but he's not. So he probably is in some form or fashion.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm like, I grew up on Ghostbusters. Like, I watched the movies when, you know, growing up, the real Ghostbusters cartoon. When they announced they're rebooting it with all female cast, I was on board. When I was halfway through it, I jumped overboard and let myself drown.
It was the Wonder
Woman
reboot.
Why do you hate women, Vince? Why do you hate women? That's the real question.
Oh no, I am all for, like, you know, female led stuff. I just want it written well, please.
I'm all for women.
They had the cast to, you know, make it good. It basically said, hey, Ghostbusters is kind of a comedy sci-fi. Let's hand the fuck out of it.
Guys.
And they did.
What if it's Kristen Wiig?
It is Kristen Wiig in there.
Yeah. No. Oh, I was saying, like, she's the common denominator of crappy films. Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not going to go out on a limb and say all that. I'll let you hang yourself.
Hey, you know, it's my noose. Let me tighten it how I want. But really, like, when they announced this, when, you know, that was coming out, that was being made, I mean, I was very skeptical. And then I saw who was actually on board with it, who was being written by, and how it's kind of like the true successor to Ghostbusters 2. And it's like, okay, they picked up Paul Rudd, and, you know, they got Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things in it now. So I was like, you know what? I'm mildly excited for it. I'm really looking forward to it, but I'm also reserved on how it's going to do.
Yeah, I think, like, that Ivan Reitman's kid, I mean, it's pretty impressive. You know, like, that'll be really fun. Like, you know, you get this sort of big legacy film, you know, you inherit that, you're going to want to do a great job.
Yeah.
And I like how they're kind of setting it more in, like, you know, current date. It's like, this is not like, you know, the 90s or 84 for some reason. But, you know, it's one of those modern day Ghostbusters are older. I think they're going to explain Egon's death. And it's really going to be something that you know, will kind of take you on the Ghostbusters journey, you know, give you kind of the feels of Ghostbusters 1 and 2. And hopefully, I mean, I don't think it's going to relaunch a franchise kind of thing. I kind of feel it's going to wrap everything up.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see them like really, really doing a bookend on it. It's hopefully it does work out. Like, I'm a little skeptic, just like you. Like, I'm like, okay, this might be a good movie, but also it could have the potential of being just a heap, you know? We'll see.
Yeah, I got my fingers and toes crossed that it should work out well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and go all in and be like, you know what? I think it's going to be awesome. To your point about Hollywood and bookending it. No, if it does well, they're going to make 20 more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I know, but it's my hope that they won't kind of, you know, beat it to death.
Yeah.
I mean, they will, but this one might be the good one. You know what I mean? It'll be the Home Alone before all the rest of the sequels, you know? Like, it's like, okay, this is the good one. Okay, that's a bad reference, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. That was not good. I don't know why you went with that.
Well done.
Yeah, well, you know. Sometimes I stick them, sometimes I don't.
All right, they can't all be good.
Or, you know, half of them. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Who's up next?
Oh, Sean's up next.
All right. So I thought this was going to be three movies that we're looking out for here, which, again, I'm going to say was a tall order because, first off, we're coming out of a year that the world legitimately just literally ended. So 2021 doesn't look very promising.
Wait, hold up. It's not three movies now? I thought it was three movies also.
I didn't put a limit on it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was the most anticipated.
Okay. So my first one, runner up here, is Godzilla versus Kong. Because honestly, I really want a monster movie. I mean, the world already ended in 2020.
Was COVID-19 not enough of a monster for you?
No, I want, honestly, at this point, if Godzilla rises from the ocean, I'll be like, fucking bring it. I don't give a shit anymore.
And after Wonder Woman, I mean, this one has a story, right?
It's true. So. I mean, honestly, 2020, I swear to God, has turned me into a supervillain. Like, I just don't give a shit anymore. Like, I'm like, whatever. But honestly, though.
Wow, maybe Wonder Woman 1984 wasn't that bad if it was that easy to turn into a supervillain.
Listen, it wasn't just that. It was cats. It was.
I was gonna say that is his supervillain. Like, he walks around in a cat suit.
Yeah. Like, listen,
and he sings at them, and they're like, "What happened?" And he just is like, "McCavity was here."
McCavity,
and he fucks off into the
moonlight.
Switch
my tail, and I'm in the moonlight. Yeah,
that's right.
Oh boy. So yeah, so that one's it, and. Then the next movie here, Doug.
Yeah, I got
feel
you.
The need.
Yeah, I got you, man. All right.
Oh my God! Really?
I feel the need for speed, guys. Top Gun, 2021.
Oh,
Tom
yeah.
Cruise yelling at the cast.
Yes.
Top Gun. Top
it's like
Gun.
You guys planned that,
right? Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Sean's AV club.
Listen,
notice
Vince,
he doesn't do that for me. Okay, like he never does that.
You're not
for
part
me.
Of the union, so you need to pay your union dues.
Okay,
You're the oppressive.
And we have monthly meetings, and okay. Listen, I'm the president. I gotta talk to my union.
Represent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, so Maverick.
Yes. And my last one.
Wait, hold on. Wait, do you think that Goose will come back like CGI Luke Skywalker? Or it come back as like a Force ghost or something?
I could see that. I could totally see that.
Because I'm on board for that movie. I want to see that.
I mean, I honestly, though, like if you watch the trailer, it is all sizzle. All sizzle. Like it is like, okay, we've got F-22s now and we're bringing the old dog, the grizzled old dog in. That's 4 feet tall, but he's really, really masculine and manly.
But he actually in real life prays to aliens.
Yes.
You don't fuck with that dude. He's out here saying a prayer to Chewbacca.
Oh, Xenu.
What if this movie, he actually fights aliens? Like, he does actually fight Xenu.
He's already fought aliens. He was in War of the Worlds.
he could cross over with Battlefield Earth. He could bring back the Battlefield Earth universe.
Yes, he could. He could. He could literally touch the stars. He could do it.
What was your first movie?
Pardon?
I said, what was your first movie?
Oh, Godzilla versus Kong. Anyways,
no, you're going 3-2-1. What's the next one?
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, how many did Lancevin's name? I don't even know.
One. And
so how's Sean going to unload all three of them?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to save it. I'm going to put it in my back pocket here. We're going to bring it back in just a little bit here. But Doug, what are your movies?
Okay, so my first one is going to be Dune, because Denis Villeneuve is my North Star.
I'm convinced you just love saying his name. That's what I think.
I do. And I imagine myself looking really good when I say it.
I don't. But go ahead. Hello.
Do you look yourself in the mirror when you say it?
I do. And I take a selfie of myself.
Makes sense.
A selfie of yourself. Okay.
That's right, baby. I'm like Danny. Yeah, that's like, it's like a Russian doll, really.
Oh, boy.
A vanity. My vanity actually is like a Russian doll. Yes. Uh-huh. Yep. So anyway, I'm just like really into the idea of seeing a movie directed by Danny Villeneuve.
There we go.
And shot by Roger Deakins, cinematographer master.
So are you going to love watching it on HBO? On HBO Max?
Probably not, but I'm not going to wait to see it in a theater. I'm not going to get coughed on.
Yeah.
No. I got to be around people with cooties. What am I, poor?
Oh, my God.
I can't do that. Disgusting. Yeah, I'm going to watch it on my big screen TV.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to be like, this is amazing. So if it comes out when it's warm out still, because I don't remember what date we were given, I'm going to put it on my screen outside.
I mean, let's be real. It, like, dates are meaningless because every movie has been pushed back. Like,
well, time is forever. Meaningless. You know,
it's a construct, really. I mean,
you know, it's also cyclical. Also, as we learned in another movie directed by Denis Villeneuve. Okay. It's Lance Vince's turn. Oh, my second.
Yeah.
Lance Vince only got one. And
he only brought one.
Oh, he only brought one.
Do you have more, Vince?
Yeah.
Can you
He's not looking forward to anything. He's like, I don't even want to see the future.
He's like, you know what? Do your second one and come back to me, because, you know, let's kind of keep this going for you.
All right. Well, you want to say Denis Villeneuve once?
Okay.
Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah, see? Hotness. Ooh. Hotness. So my second one is going to be The French Dispatch.
Oh, I haven't heard of this.
It's a Wes Anderson movie. It's a new Wes Anderson joint.
The Wes Anderson movie? Okay, I'm going to look this up right now.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, I want to see a movie with a Kink song. And everyone being awkward.
Yes.
And with a subtext of the weirder you are, the better. Yeah,
that's
pretty much
you and Sean.
Yes.
I mean,
Sean and I are a Wes Anderson film.
Yes, it's true.
All of them.
Makes this episode a little creepy.
So, but I'm looking very forward to that, because I like his little universe and his little paper mache children's book look to his films. I like it, and it's a good escape. I enjoy his films, and I hope I'm pretty sure Jason Schwartzman, and he's one of my favorite people.
Yeah,
isn't he contractually obligated to be in all of his films?
I imagine that's true. I don't think he was in Life Aquatic. No, there's a bunch he's not in, but yeah.
Are you sure?
I don't think he's in Life Aquatic.
No, he's not.
No. We could, you know, I know a lot of Wes Anderson fans hate that movie, but a lot of Wes Anderson, you know, fans are wrong.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a good movie. I actually just watched it the other day. So, yeah, absolutely.
So, the best line, the whole thing, he was like, where are you from? You look pregnant. All right. So, Lance Vince, are you ready?
Yep. So, basically, another movie we're looking forward to coming up next year, hopefully next year, is The Kingsman.
Oh.
I haven't seen any of those yet. Is it good?
They're good.
Yeah.
They're fun. It's what they are. Ooh. I mean, I believe the first one's better than the second one. Second one it was still really good, but first one just kind of edges it out for me.
I just checked. I like fun. Yeah. I like fun.
Fun is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate the band Fun, and I don't like the fact that they're named Fun, because when you don't like them, you say, I hate Fun.
Yeah, they're not fun.
We Are Young?
Yeah, those assholes. Okay, no.
Yeah, don't stop it. You're making me hateful. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Smack yourself in the mouth. Don't do it
listen,
again.
Listen, Obama requested them to play. If they're okay with Obama, they're okay with me. All right.
Obama wore mom jeans to throw a first pitch at a White Sox game. Let's calm down a little bit. Let's calm down. Don't evoke his name. Don't evoke his name.
I'm not.
I love the man. I love the man too, but mom jeans and fun. We just nutshelled it.
But speaking of fun, yeah. I mean, for this movie, you know, being a prequel, I think is what kind of, you know, gets me excited for it, because you know you get the same director but a whole new cast, and Ralph Fiennes is in it. So I mean, yeah, it's gonna be good.
Yeah, no, I'm actually really excited about it. Sorry, I had to repair myself after I was broken by Doug in just a few seconds ago. But I think it is going to be good. Yeah, the fact that they're going backwards with it, I think, is the right move, because I think it's ended in the second one. You know, it is just, there's nowhere else to go. You know.
Yeah, and with this one, I think it's more the incarnation of the Kingsman service.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, Sean, you want to tell her what your number one pick is? Wait, hold on.
Fuck me. Like, nobody cares what mine are.
Nope. No.
Well, that was my show. Sorry. Apparently not. All right.
I thought we're the guests here, so we kind of go first.
Yeah. I thought that's how. Wait. Is it Sean or is Jackie going to go? I was just kidding. It was Jackie's turn.
Go ahead.
Jackie. By all means, go. It's fine. It's my movie's sitting pretty. It's just.
It is.
It's
yeah.
Sitting pretty. It's fine.
Yeah. It's doing its hair and saying Denis Villeneuve.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure you're not even pronouncing his name right. But anyway, I can't wait for Escape Room 2. No, just kidding. No, I'm really looking forward to The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. That's like going to be the big one.
Wait, what now?
Yeah, they made a sequel to The Hitman's Bodyguard, but it's called The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. It's coming out next year.
I didn't see the first one. I think the dog is speaking for me.
What?
What the hell? What? What now? Ooh.
Okay.
I'm old, you see.
So I was
smell like mothballs and soup.
I was gonna say Dune, but that's already been said. So I'm gonna go with No Time to Die, which should come out this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know,
the new James Bond joint.
Indeed.
I just hope that Daniel Craig is also excited to have the movie come out, because God, the other one, like, he was so bored the last time I saw him. I'm like, buddy, you're James Bond.
We could talk about this all day because I'm a fan, but like two for two, I think, are his movies, right? Like, it's not no fault of his own, but the James Bond movies under Daniel Craig, I think, are two for four.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I loved Casino Royale. Like, I loved it right up the face. The second one, Quantum of Solace, which, by the way, that is definitely a perfume, right? Like,
yeah.
And then Skyfall, that was technically a, you know, a Dark Knight remake, but great movie.
It's true.
And the last one was a stinking heap. I was like, what the hell's happening here?
You know what the problem is with that one? It came out right after Captain America Winter Soldier, and they were the same movie. But Winter Soldier was far more interesting.
Yes. Yes. That was probably my favorite Marvel film, if we have to talk about Marvel films.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Are we allowed to?
Yeah, I didn't even know we were allowed to.
I thought it was like forbidden.
Yeah. Oh,
y'all are just...
I feel like Candyman is going to show up now.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's actually Beetlejuice. Thank you very much. No, I already told you guys why the no Marvel... Anyway... After we give the main ones, then we can discuss Marvel. I just didn't want everybody to only be talking about Marvel and Star Wars.
Oh, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. No.
Well, because you're a fucking weirdo who just wants to say Denis Villeneuve over and over again.
Denis Villeneuve.
Whatever.
It's Danny, okay? Not Dennis.
It's not Dennis. Denis. It's French Canadian.
Denis.
Yeah. And there's probably it's Canadian, so it probably ends. It's probably punctuated with an apology. It's like, Denis Villeneuve, I'm sorry.
No, it's French. They're not apologetic. Come on now.
Oh, right. That's true.
What am I saying? Apologize. They surrender.
Oh, ouch.
Hey, now.
Remember, they're the ones who had Napoleon. At one point, they did have a strong army. Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah.
hey, they're the one. You know what? They do revolutions. We're complacent. We just sit here with our bread and circuses. They get out in the streets and go, no, fuck you. You're going to pay us. So,
that's true.
Give them that.
PlayStation 5. That's why.
Oh, boy.
And they have a lot of wine over there. So,
yeah. Right.
Like, we don't. We're in California. It's like wine capital of the states.
Oh, that's true.
All right, another one is Sherlock Holmes 3.
Why? Why? Stop this. Just hit stop. I'm getting off this podcast. Stop it. What? Quit it now.
Don't end the session.
Kingsman was fine, but Sherlock Holmes 3 is a bridge too far.
Yeah. Mm-mm. The hell out of here. What do you want to see that for? Is it what's his face is directing it again? Madonna's ex? What is
Madonna's ex?
The rock and roll guy?
I don't think he is. Hang on, I'd have
then
to
why see it? And why, you know, why bother with that?
It's gonna be directed by David Fletcher. So no, it's not gonna be.
Oh, all right. There'll be a different take on the same. I don't know, man. Really? That one?
I mean, why not?
I mean, really?
I don't know. I don't understand the Sherlock Holmes is sort of an action hero guy.
Yeah.
And also, like, after the BBC Sherlock.
I'm actually watching that right now.
I have.
Like, oh, yeah, like, so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Why would you try to do the Robert Downey Jr. version after that? Like, I thought, like the Cumberbatch version was, that's like listening to the Beach Boys after Sgt. Pepper came out. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah. So, what's your guys' round one? Your top movie pick.
Hold on. All right, let Lance Vince go first.
You can just say Vince, man.
I'm sorry. I've never called him. Remember, I just made that slip that once, and that just became his name.
Yeah, I heard that episode. Probably the next one I'm looking forward to. Actually, looking forward to Candyman.
Oh, that would be really fun. That's a fun movie.
Because apparently it's not going to be a reboot. It's actually going to be a sequel.
Oh.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. So we need to see the others to know what's happening in this one.
That's okay. I think it's just one movie so far. But, I mean,
I think it's like three, isn't it?
Has it been?
Yeah, it's been a bunch.
I think there's three Candyman movies that have been out. Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a bunch. There was a prequel, too, which had no business being as good as it was.
Yeah, there's at least three, because it says Candyman 3 Day of the Dead in 1999 when they were just going after
milking it.
Yeah. It's 1999. Yeah. I mean, who could blame us?
I mean, the world ended in 2000 anyways, right?
Right.
Yeah. It just ends every 20 years now.
I thought the prequel is interesting because they gave him a really great backstory, because otherwise, like, if I'm on the train, like, someone could pull a hook out. I'm not scared of Candyman. Like, Candyman's on my corner right now.
Yeah.
Waiting. So I'm not, you know, but you get, I mean, I don't know, bees are in that specific equation, but
gosh, remember when the world was scared of bees?
Oh my
remember
God.
That
was actually time. This year. It was so long ago, but it was all one year.
It was like 2 weeks ago.
It was murder hornets.
Murder hornets.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Fucking bees.
Yeah. Okay, so that. I just realized technically when this comes out, it will be January. So technically it was last year. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. All right, Sean, you ready?
Next person.
All right.
Guys, Sean, wait, hold on.
Oh, no, not again. What did you do? Do you coordinate this? What the shit?
I'm telling you, we have union meeting. All right.
Wow. Okay, eardrum.
My next movie is Space Jam? A New Legacy.
Really?
With LeBron James and Bugs Bunny coming to 2021.
Because 2020 wasn't bad enough.
Okay, stop the R. Kelly music before I get canceled.
It's not so bad. I've been canceled before. It's fine.
Oh my God.
That's why you create a new account.
Right. Exactly. That's what it's for.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so that's my number one pick. I really want to see Space Jam, A New Legacy, because Jackie told me not to talk about any Marvel or Disney-related products during this episode.
That did happen.
Wow.
I would have gone Spider-Man 3.
She told Spider-Verse. The biggest comic book nerd she could find.
That's not true. It's a podcast about, is literally Nerd One.
And yeah. she handicapped him.
Listen, I learned to read out of comic books, okay? And you said, no, I don't want you to talk about Marvel, your pride and joy, because obviously DC's gone to the shit. Like, we just finished that shit show. And Disney's making big moves with Star Wars. And
doing big things. Yeah.
They're
doing big things.
Listen, I made so much money that day during the investors meeting. You have no fucking clue.
Because he gambled on it. He was like, I bet you they're going to announce more Star Wars shows. And somebody, like his bookie, was like, no, it ain't going to happen.
He called Vegas. Like, yeah.
That's listen, right.
Coming from a nerd, you don't bet against the nerds. We're going to just raise that company up to the roof. They're like, okay, Disneyland's been shut down for like a whole year now. We need money. Let's just pump out everything the nerds ever wanted ever. Let's do it. And they did.
Yeah. And you guys were there for it. You know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, Jackie said, no, don't talk about it. Like, don't even bring it
okay,
up.
Okay, we can talk about it after we
and
talk
I'm
about
reduced
these.
To all LeBron right. James oh, and boy. Bugs freaking Bunny because it's Warner Brothers. How dare you, Jackie? Warner right. Brothers, who owns DC? How freaking dare you? That's my
frickin',
number one pick.
Freaking even.
Freaking hack.
Faux schnickens.
Wow.
Man, I just feel all dirty now.
Take that.
Listen, the president is angry. I'm sorry.
That's right.
It's okay. We're behind you. Don't worry.
That's right. Full on mutiny. Socially, just, I mean, like we're 6 feet behind him.
Like, exactly. Exactly.
Like at least 60 miles.
Yes. But like we have our arms crossed. Like yes. We're tough. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
With our masks on, we're going. Burr, 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 burr.
We're in a V formation, kind of like Mighty Ducks. We're doing the flying V. That's what we're
yeah.
doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a V formation, and I was like, yeah, you're fucked now.
Okay, Dougie Fresh, what's your final?
Okay, my final, as decided, what time was it, Sean? It was like late last night.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you two? Are you two in like a relationship or some shit now?
Yeah.
Listen, that's we're right. making well, moves, you know, man.
Sean just got married and
it's true.
Yeah,
that's right. It's true. And you know what? Our registry can be found at Bed Bath & Beyond / Doug and Sean. By the time you said that, like by the time we figured out how to record this episode, like I thought Sean was gonna be on his next marriage.
Ooh.
Jesus.
Why do you hate me?
Anyway.
What have I ever done to you?
I love you, baby.
Uh-huh. Your poor
right.
wife.
Anyway, my final
He's someone's
pick.
Father. That's all I'm gonna say.
That's right. That's right. I made more of me.
There is another.
There is another.
Oh, God.
So my final pick, not that I intend to even watch a single frame of it, is the Snyder Cut of Justice League.
You're anticipating not watching it.
I cannot wait to not watch that. But also, I can't wait to go on Twitter to see this repurposed piece of shit. The next day, when everyone's like, oh, it's going to be so good, this Snyder Cut. And it's going to be the last time I anticipated a be careful what you wish for more was like when Van Halen decided to make another record with David Lee Roth. I was like, oh, you sure you want that? Oh, boy.
You're such an old man.
So,
or when Guns N' Roses made another album.
Oh. Dear Lordy. But yeah, I mean, it just, I remember like the whole Snyder Cut hashtag. He never finished the movie. You're getting repurposed shit. Also, in its original form, it's still a Zack Snyder movie. What do you think you're getting?
Exactly. You're getting 4 hours worth now. That's what
you're getting. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Well, is it still four episodes, 1 hour each, or are they doing like just one 4 hour episode?
It's four 1 hour episodes. It's going to be basically the entire month of March.
Okay, that's what I thought.
They haven't even decided. They're like,
no, they decided it. It's coming out in March. It's 4 1 hour episodes coming out in March. They decided
it's going to be four repurposed episodes. Like, I guess in that format, they think it'll be easier to take than, you know, even if you break it up an episode, like it'll maybe fool your brain into thinking, well, this is just a TV show. No, he was going to put this in theaters. He was going to make you buy popcorn and soda and sit there with other people while you watch this. Yeah,
he fixed the mustache.
Oh, well, good. Ooh, yay, good. Now it's...
And Batman says fuck somewhere in it.
Oh. Sign me up for that. Yeah, mm-hmm.
It just got real.
Oh man, yeah. No, this movie's like, I don't understand the fascination with it. I don't understand anyone who's like, oh man, when is that new Zack Snyder joint coming out? Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't. He's hurt you more times than Star Wars.
That's not true.
In a row. Like,
it's true.
Look, I read 300 when I love that book. That book was amazing. Movie, I gave it a pass because I'm like, oh, I can't believe I'm seeing this on the screen. And then he did Watchmen, which was what my elders would call fucking bullshit.
Got that from Granny, did you?
Yeah. And then he did, what was it, the Man of Steel movie, which was like, and these are the movies I hate the most, like movies that like were almost good. And then it just shits the bed. And that movie was terrible. And then what the fuck was that? Batman v Superman. I can't, oh man, forget it. I can go on. I can go on. Yeah, I can. Yeah, with gusto. Yeah, go on.
See, honestly, for me, I'm going to watch it because I'm curious. It's like, what did they drop, you know, this $30 to $40 million on? You know, it can't be just to fix, you know, a mustache and to finish some scenes.
For a chopped and screwed version of Justice League. Like, that's what we're getting.
Well, because, like, you know, Justice League was, I mean, I wouldn't call it dumpster fire, but it was not.
You wouldn't?
What everyone wanted. No, I'm not going to throw a match on that.
That's true.
Like, wow.
So it's one of those, like, how worse can it get? Can it get better? Yes. Can it get worse?
Batman's plan was to hotwire dead Superman.
Which makes no sense, because in Batman v Superman, they gave that whole, like, ooh, Superman's not really dead. No, yeah, apparently he's dead. Then what was the fucking point of the soil rising?
That was all Josh Whedon. That was all.
Yeah.
What, the whole, like, jump-starting Superman? Like a fucking car!
Yeah.
Battery, it's okay. Oh, Bessie.
Yeah, just hook him up. Right.
Honestly, they should just have Flash, like, you know, Conrad rubber singers together and touch Superman on the chest. Go, clear.
They might as well.
I will say, there was one really cool moment in Justice League.
It wasn't.
No, the moment when Superman, when they're like all coming at Superman, and the Flash is like, oh, I'm going to get him. And he runs through
the side eye,
like turns and looks at him, and you're like, oh, shit. Like, that was pretty cool.
That was cool.
I like that moment.
But then it was immediately curtailed by like Lois Lane coming. And then like.
And then Batman like making a joke, which, what?
Yeah.
Has he seen Batman?
Because he's an older, softer Batman now.
He doesn't. Make
Batman, like, famous for his levity.
Right, exactly.
Like, his old age, he's cracking jokes
on his Batmobile to literally cut people in half. He's a jolly old guy.
But he doesn't shoot people, though.
Yeah,
that's true. At least he's not using a gun. He's just using dad jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
Kills him faster, apparently.
I would agree. I wanted to die when I saw that. I was like, man. Super Friends is better than this shit. What was the monkey's name? Yeah, that was, you know, with the big, what was the Native American guy that got big? That guy.
That guy was better than
Thunder Thighs or what? No, I don't know.
Oh my God.
What the hell his name was? Chief Potty Paper? I don't
that
know. He got big.
Can be reached at. You know, just go straight to him. Don't email me.
Wow. That was better than
Justice I would League. Give their Twitter, but he's already been banned, so.
I would like to address the fact that the reason why Doug had to go down and wade in the swampy mud that is the Zack Snyder 4-hour supercut.
Are you really going to do
this? Is because Jackie told us that we couldn't talk about Marvel or Disney.
Mention this! Wow! You are so bitter!
Yeah. So this is what's called swampity.
Yeah,
you were gonna talk about what?
I was gonna talk about the complexities of this third Spider-Man movie, all the rumors and all that going on, and why it's drawing me in. But no.
Oh, guys,
no,
it just got released. I'm in the movie now, so
yeah.
So is Doug. Story.
He's in there in his cat suit. Yeah. Sean's in his cat suit.
Yep, exactly. And that's Doug right. had to he had to change his handle to as seen on movie. Doug. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So.
As seen on Spider-Man 3.
As seen on Spider-Man. Douglas has seen on Spider-Man.
Yes.
I already filmed my mid-credit scene already, so I'm good with
there
it.
You go. Oh, nice. Oh,
there we go. Okay.
I catch Pillar and I throw it back and tell him, you know, just got to readjust the weight.
Wait, guys. I need to rein it in. We got to stop talking about Marvel. I'm sorry. We can't.
Oh, that's
talk
right.
About
no Marvel.
Here we go.
I was going to get to the part. I was going to get to the part where you had to, like, Taylor Swift just backed that shit up on Ian McKellen, but no.
I'm sorry.
Spoilers. I'm sorry. Spoilers.
Okay. Has everybody else given their three? Because I still have one left.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I swear to God, if it's a Marvel movie, I'm going to be so mad.
It's going to be Morbius. Which see, technically is not Marvel. That's Sony.
How do we exit this podcast?
No.
Guys, hit stop and run.
Okay. So it's between two, and both of them Doug is going to hate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So it's between, you ready?
Yeah.
It's between Mission Impossible 7.
What?
And the Fast and Furious 8, or 9, sorry.
Who are you?
I told you you were going to hate them.
F9 in space.
Your podcast is called Cinematic Adventures, not Cinematic Punch Yourself in the Taint.
Graphic.
Really? I told you you were going to hate those two.
Really? Girl.
Hey, man, at least I didn't say The Matrix 4.
Yeah. That would have been better. Even more interesting. I'm like, all right, well, you get it. With Jackie Ol, she talks about The Matrix. Of course, everyone listening to this is like, oh, I know what she's going to pick. And you're just throwing him a curveball on purpose. It seemed like, no. Oh, I'm spontaneous. See, you can't pigeonhole me. You can. You can.
No, I love both of those franchises. Like Mission Impossible is awesome.
Mission Impossible 15 is it's been generating thousands of people's of jobs, and we need to keep it safe for the filming, as per requested of the Maverick.
Steve, you wanted freaking Top Gun. You can't say shit, okay?
Because you got a point there. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Listen, if I get a holographic Goose, I get all the points, all of them. So
I will tell you this though, maybe Goose shows up on Ghostbusters. I do think Egon will show up. I mean, in all seriousness, I do think they're going to pull a tribute like an Egon thing. Right, I'm doing anything I can to not talk about Mission Impossible 7, 8, 9, whatever the hell.
Mission Impossible 7 or the Fast and the Furious 9.
What the hell is wrong with you?
To be his brother. What
the hell, Jackie?
Yeah.
That's like the Masked Singer of movies.
It's supposed to come out next year. Okay, so here's my question. What the shit is with all these movies that are getting remade? Okay, so you've got, you know what? Okay, so there's another
Fast
one.
Fast and Furious 9.
So there is another one that I am kind of, I'm not necessarily anticipating, but it is.
Oh, what? Stop and My Mom Will Shoot Part 2?
No, but it's kind of along the lines. Suicide Squad.
Oh, you know what? I saw after seeing the sizzle reel of that, don't laugh too hard. That looks like
James Gunn is directing it. So that's why I'm
should be okay.
Yeah.
Just because the first one was
guys
hot duty garbage.
Cake. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the hashtags? People are saying release the air cut of Suicide Squad.
Oh, there you go.
Because we got the Snyder cut. Let's get the Ayer cut. Because as soon as Ayer saw that Snyder was gaining reputation points for getting the Snyder cut out, he was like, "Yo, just so you know, I'm not the reason why Suicide Squad was hot shit. It's Warner Brothers. Blame them." So that everybody's like, "All right, money where your mouth is. Release the Ayer cut."
No, Ayer is out there, with his own little flag, holding up saying "release my cut." Well, there's millions of people holding up signs saying "release the Snyder cut."
Yeah.
Did the release the Snyder cut get going? It's because of Snyder himself.
I'm gonna say that next time I fuck up anything. I'll be like, oh yeah, release the Doug cut.
So Suicide Squad looks like it might actually be pretty good.
Well, I mean, just be careful though, because you guys both said, did you watch the sizzle reel? Do you remember what happened last time with the sizzle reel with literally Suicide Squad?
Stuff was on that reel.
Just careful.
Yeah, guys.
That's true, but I ain't gonna. James Gunn. Yeah, I'm.
That's the biggest difference here.
Right. I mean, that is true. In all fairness, he did make Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2, and let's not lie, that sucked.
I liked it. Dude, if you didn't cry when Yondu died, you have no heart.
Jackie, of course you liked it, Jackie.
You son of a bitch. You know what? I am done being bullied on my own damn podcast. It was a good fucking movie, okay? There was nothing wrong with that movie. And if you didn't cry when he was like...
There was a lot wrong with that movie.
Doesn't matter. Yeah,
That was a good scene.
Yes. And like if you didn't get some kind of feelings when he was like, he may have been your father, but he wasn't your daddy. And then like he dies for him. And then like all the Ravagers come and then he gets the funeral. And then there's like everybody's crying. Even fucking heartless Rocket crying.
You're describing 4 minutes of an two-hour film.
Okay, how about this? Peter Quill, like, all misty-eyed and everything, like, when he's like, oh, I'm going to make some weird shit. And then his father's like, yeah, I hate that I had to kill your mother. And he was like, what? Immediately snaps out of it, starts shooting his father. Come on.
That was pretty cool.
That was a cool scene.
Like, I have never seen any character snap out of something so damn fast. He's like, nope, fuck you. I don't care that you're my dad. You killed my mom. You're dead. Which seems to be a thing.
I don't want to fight with you. Yeah, I don't want to fight with you.
Because I'm winning. That's why. Because I'm winning. Anytime I'm losing, you're like, no, let's keep going.
All right. I'll concede that you think it's a good movie.
You son of a bitch. We were so close.
The effects are terrible. I was over Baby Groot in like 5 minutes.
He was Teen Groot. Oh my God. I love the little dance.
Endgame.
Yeah. Teen Groot was Endgame.
Well, okay. So,
also the cutscene the cutscene of. Yeah.
End, he was Teen Groot.
Yeah, for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. But like you know what the problem with Guardians of the Galaxy is that the second one, it was, hey, did you like that in the first movie? Here's 20 more of that thing. Like those little rats but they did it at every turn. Oh, did you like that joke from the first one? We're going to triple down on that joke this time. It was just that got on my nerves. Pretty quick.
It had sequelitis.
Yeah, you're a bitter old man.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of sequelitis, like here are some things that are they're doing another The Conjuring. They're remaking Dune.
No.
They're what? What do you mean?
No. Let's get back to
the 9th Fast and Furious and the 7th Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Exactly. Like what? The 9th Fast and Furious. I'm really curious about. Like how? Let me ask you, Jackie.
Yes.
What happened to you, honey? Can you show us on the doll?
Yeah. I was harassed by these two a-holes in my own podcast. And then when I thought, I'll add a third person for backup, he just joined. So.
That's right.
That's
Operation Knockout Punch.
Yeah.
You did, but I thought you were lying. I was like, he's going to have my back.
Nope. I never lie on a podcast.
God. Awesome. Okay, so yeah, they're making another Halloween. They're making another Top Gun.
I hate this world.
Doing a live action Cinderella, another West Side Story.
Wait, didn't they already do a live action Cinderella?
They did 2 years ago.
Well, there's one coming again.
by Wes Craven.
Back at it again.
They're making another West Side Story. Of course, they're making another like the ones we already talked about with. Another James Bond, another Top Gun, another Halloween, another Kingsman, this time the prequel. They are remaking Snake Eyes.
What, the G.I. Joe Combat. Character?
Wow.
The G.I. Joe character?
You guys all, like, right in sync. I don't know if it's the G.I. Joe character or if it's a remake of that movie with Nick Cage. Oh, no, it's the G.I. Joe character.
All right.
I actually thought it was the remake of the one with Nick Cage. You remember that movie that was like shit? That's what they need to do. You know what? Instead of
I try to watch good movies, Jackie.
You just asked, do you remember that one movie Nicolas fucking Cage made?
His IMDb movie. Yeah, you can make a blanket out of just printing out his IMDb page. It's like a CVS receipt.
Y'all don't remember that movie? It was terrible. It was just awful.
Like all of his movies that he's in, like, because he's in so much debt, apparently. Like,
he'll just make anything now.
Yeah.
He's probably in Fast and Furious 7.
He's making a movie.
He's not. That's the one with Paul Walker died.
It's called Jiu-Jitsu, and he fights aliens and doesn't use Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah, that's, I heard that that was just like god awful.
Yeah, you're lying. Jackie's like, I got two episodes on that movie right now.
Shut up. I haven't seen it, but I tank. Heard it was terrible.
Click like and subscribe.
Shut up. Okay.
Yeah, show us your friends.
So they're making another Ghostbusters. They're remaking Mortal Kombat. They're giving us Tom and Jerry. There's another Mission Impossible. There's another Fast and Furious. There's
is it possible that only people of a certain age pay for movies now?
It can be.
I guess because it's all remakes, reboots, and sequels.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it seems like they're appealing to a certain...
Because I'm only halfway through the list of the remakes, reboots, and sequels.
Oh, Lord.
Then we've got The Matrix 4. We've got Candyman. Cruella, which is a take on 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah.
The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. Yeah. Uncharted, which is a video game, because we can't have enough video game movies. We love.
I thought the so Super well. Mario Brothers movie was the last word on that.
Oh boy. oh, there's going to be another Minions movie.
Yay! Oh.
Disney's The Jungle Cruise.
That looks horrible.
Yeah,
I saw the Rock in it. Is The Rock in it?
The Rock. Yeah, he's like he's a skipper.
Yeah.
That was just, oh, see, I was kidding, but yeah.
No, he really is, though. Yeah. Sing is getting a sequel, the kitty movie. Sherlock Holmes is coming out with the third. Hotel Transylvania, I think this is like the fourth one for that. Space Jam is being rebooted. Wicked, the play, is getting a movie. Bad Grandpa is getting a sequel.
Okay, wait, can we go back to Wicked for a second?
Sure.
Okay, I took my wife to see Wicked. She read the book, right? And the book was... Apparently, my wife was the one person who sat there cross-armed in it, and she was like, this ain't like the book. And I was like, you know, there were animal concentration camps in the book, right? Like, they couldn't do that on Broadway. So I'm wondering if they're going to do the book for real, or is it just a remake of the play?
I don't know.
Because the book apparently was really dark.
I want to read the book now.
Yeah, there's like, yeah, it's really, it's brutal, the book, apparently. So dang. I didn't read it. Shandy read it, and I was like, all right, well, that sounds desolate. And a little bit depraved, but yeah.
Like a okay. Zack Snyder flick.
Yeah, like a Zack Snyder flick.
I think
Scarecrow tries to hotwire the fucking Tin Man.
The film is going to be based on the Broadway musical.
Oh.
It's right, not going to be based on the book. Glee. Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa is getting a sequel because everybody was clamoring for that. Escape Room is actually getting a sequel, which is amazing because I didn't think that they were going to do that, but they did. And then you've got, you know, Marvel and Star Wars stuff. So yeah, basically they're
like,
we can't talk about, we cannot talk about.
Okay. Right, oh my God. Really?
Forbidden.
Wow. Talk about it. Here we go. Here we go. Okay. So
is it Over the Top sequel going to come out?
Is what?
An Over the Top sequel? Like the sequel to Sylvester Stallone's arm wrestling movie.
Wow.
Please
do like, that. Please make it a crossover with that and like Barbara Streisand's boxing movie.
And wait, Barbara really Streisand had a bar. Well, oh, wait. Yes, she did.
Yeah, she did. Hell yeah, she did. Produced by the same guy who did Batman, Burton Batman. True story. John Peters. Kevin Smith's got a great story about that guy. But yeah, produced by the same guy.
All the golden nuggets we get from having Doug on the podcast.
That's right, babies. You're welcome. Yeah. Click like and subscribe all over your body. Okay. Danny Villeneuve. Danny Villeneuve. Wee.
I almost assume you have the name tattooed on your arm somewhere.
Just kidding.
Just look at my forearm. I write it there at hearts. Every time he makes an announcement that he's making another movie,
it's on his chest, but it's written backwards. So every time he looks in the mirror, he's just like, "Oh yeah,
it's right underneath my dancing on the ceiling tattoo, which is written upside down."
Okay, so but you know what I'd rather talk about?
What?
The Doug and Sean Road Show,
Fast and Furious 9,
Turner and Hooch 2.
What? You're horrible. No, I'd rather talk about things like Rogue Squadron.
Well, that's going to have to be a different podcast. I'm sorry, but that's Marvel. Disney affiliates. I'm sorry.
Horrible. Yep.
Listen, horrible. I didn't make the rules, but being the president, I've got to enforce
them.
Here we
go. Okay. Right. So, anywho.
He's nothing if not a stickler for details.
I mean,
You've got it. So, Ahsoka Tano's getting her own series on Disney Plus.
Yes, I'm very excited about that.
I'm actually I'm stoked.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that actress is nothing but, I can't remember her name because you know Jackie. I can't
Rosario
remember.
Rosario Dawson.
Rosario Dawson, yeah.
Yes, she is nothing but gold, and I am so stoked for her. It's awesome.
Indeed.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that was a wonderful episode, too.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Yes, and we're also another spinoff from The Mandalorian. So we're also getting Mandalorian 3, but another spinoff is The Book of Boba Fett.
That looks fun.
It does.
If they show him coming out of the pit, if they show like his whole, I guess it's the Book of Boba Fett, right? So it's got to show, you know, so we get like flashbacks even.
Yeah.
All right. And Robert Rodriguez is producing it as well. So that'd be interesting.
Yeah. So at Lucasfilm, they're trying a new thing. They're going to
make good stuff.
Yeah. And they're going to have directors and writers who actually like Star Wars. They're going to have them like
create
the content now. I know. It's an interesting concept, but yeah,
wow. That's what
they're going to go with. I know. Who would have thought?
Groundbreaking.
Right?
Have you guys been watching The Gallery, by the way, the making of Mandalorian?
Oh, yeah.
I have not.
I've watched a couple. Yeah.
Okay, so the volume is the set that they use to film The Mandalorian, and it's just it's about the size of an airplane hangar, and it's all LED screen. And unlike green screen, they want the bleed to get on the actors, so they mesh with the background. Like, so 90% of The Mandalorian is filmed in the volume, even the outdoor stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple of set pieces, like Boba Fett's return was out in the valley somewhere. When you watch it, you see what is what, and it's seamless. Like you wouldn't be able to tell that the boat thing was indoors. Like it's a lot of stuff that is just amazing. And seeing this, and why I bring this up is because we're talking about these movies that are coming out with big special effects pieces. A lot of the things since the invention of the volume already look dated. Like, you know, we can go on about Wonder Woman, but like even Endgame. Now, after watching The Mandalorian and knowing how they make it, might as well be 20 years old.
I mean, that's a bit of a stretch.
No, that's no, fair.
Don't talk about Endgame is what I'm saying. It's very
but the even the big scene, the big climactic scene in Endgame, after watching The Mandalorian, especially when you watch the making of it and see what they're doing and how they're doing it. For example, like, okay, the episode of Bill Burr when he's in the prison, right? Everything behind him was practical 3D, like there were models that somebody made with their hands and projected behind him. That looks better than Endgame. Like all the outdoor shots with the Nick Nolte character from season one, all of that stuff was all shot on the volume. And it's incredible to watch this and knowing that films that were just, what was Endgame now, 3 years, 4 years old?
Two years.
See, but it feels after watching that and watching how they make it, that might as well be 15 years old. That's what I'm saying. So when you're saying that, like, you know, when you bring up the movies that are coming out in the future, you know, 2021, it's amazing because they're almost half of them are dead on arrival with regards to special effects and the progression of special effects because this thing is exclusively Lucasfilm.
Which, like, is pretty fitting, though, right? Because, like, if some movie out there or some license is going to, like, be the cutting edge of special effects, it's got to be Lucasfilm, right? Like, I mean, with the original trilogy, he just, like, amped up what you could do with special effects, right? Like,
I mean,
George Lucas couldn't write dialogue to save his life. That's why other people took it over for him. But
I'll see you in hell.
Sorry. Seriously, though. But like with special effects, though, he was a genius. And it's like with The Mandalorian, like showing up and all the Star Wars like series and everything that's coming up with the new, what is it called? The volume? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. When you see the making of it, watch it. It's right there on Disney Plus. You'll be floored. You'll be just watching them step into the volume. You're like, holy wow.
Yeah.
I've seen them. Work with it because like I was taken aback by the fact that like half of what you see isn't actually there. Like when Grogu was put on the rock and it's like that whole thing was just that's in the volume. I thought they were actually outside. Nope, they're in a little room. Like what?
And I think now Friday episode 2 of season 2 will be out, but like there's just one episode so far regarding season 2. And you see that they, you know, between the seasons, they expanded the volume. and you're just like, wow, there's nothing they can't think of and just do. And
well,
there's
you know
like,
why, right?
Why, Jackie?
Because Lucas is helping them. Like, Lucas is the one who innovated all of the technology that, like, has been pushing things forward, with the exception of maybe the Wachowskis, who did it for The Matrix. Pretty much all of technology has been pushed forward by Lucas's inventions. He's not great at writing dialogue or directing people, but he is damn good at crafting an overarching story and at getting people to create the technology to put it on the screen.
Well, I think too, like, it's not even just George Lucas, but it's Dave Filoni, right, who really understands what George Lucas is.
It's all three of them. It's Lucas, mm-hmm, Filoni, and right, well, Favreau, all working on The Mandalorian.
Favreau, yeah, I was going to say, conversely, Favreau more than any of them, because Favreau invented a lot of that technology on Jungle Book and, unfortunately, Lion King. Like, you know, I say unfortunately, but I mean, that movie wasn't great, but, like, he invented a lot of the things that are happening on the volume while doing Lion King.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's, you know, Jungle Book was a technological wonder.
It was.
You know? It's a wonderful movie. But my point is that, like, Jon Favreau brought that to Mandalorian, and it really makes all the difference in the world. And so when we're talking about movies that are coming out in the future, even Marvel films, like, I hope they keep adapting that thing and keep, you know what I mean? And just keep inventing and improving on that, because the green screen thing. When you watch, like, not to bring up an old argument, but, like, when you watch Guardians of the Galaxy 2, like, when you're watching, like, the monsters or the explosion.
I thought you were going to go with Wonder Woman 1984.
No. But it's such a weird, you know, I'm going to say within in-house.
That was last year's argument.
Yeah. So I would say, and also I just wanted to point out that it's now I've gotten away with talking about a Disney property now for four minutes.
We're talking about it. Yeah. Like, you guys are just ugly right now. Okay. Look, you're allowed to talk about anything Disney now because we've already had things that are not Disney. Now we can talk about the investor day.
Oh, designated time.
Once Jackie has dragged us through the mud and grime, she's like, now you guys can play with your toys. Like, that's what she's saying. That's exactly.
It's been a slog up until now.
Not biting. Anywho. So, yeah, is anybody looking forward to the Obi-Wan Kenobi series? Because only am because Hayden Christensen is returning as Darth Vader. I give zero shits about Obi-Wan Kenobi. I can't stand Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I think it'd be well written.
Even Ewan McGregor, like, coming back, you're not stoked about? I'm pretty stoked about that.
I don't really care about Ewan McGregor.
Really?
Yeah. I'm completely neutral on him. I don't like him or hate him. He's an actor and he's in things. And I'm like, yeah, those are movies. Like, that's pretty much it. So him being in a movie wouldn't push me to watch it.
I hear you. I mean, once you see his dong in, you know, Velvet Goldmine, what else is he going to give us?
Okay. So The Bad Batch is
as an actor. Out.
The Bad Batch. Let's move on to The Bad Batch. The Bad Batch is coming out.
That's me showing again.
Bad Batch.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Is that in March, I think, comes out, isn't it?
I don't know when. I just know that it's coming, and I'm stoked because I loved The Clone Wars. The Clone Wars is probably my favorite part of Disney, aside from The Mandalorian. And, like, let's just say, like, that last episode of The Mandalorian.
Yeah, it's interesting. We talked about this on our show not too long ago. We were talking about how many of us sat in and essentially watched, like, we're so, I guess, into this lore, even peripherally. Like, I will watch some of it, but, like, you know, Disney, like, I've watched all the Marvel films to, you know, various result, but, like, we were all sitting in on a corporate presentation 2 weeks ago. Isn't that amazing? Like, the investors meeting. We were watching an investors meeting. Isn't that wild?
Right. It wasn't a Comic-Con. It wasn't a D20 or whatever it was. It's like,
it could have been a Comic-Con.
It could have been. Absolutely. Like, it was legitimately an investors meeting. Like, that's what it was.
Isn't it wild? Like, we were sitting in on a, like, you know, a sort of, it was presented in a way like invites you to eavesdrop on essentially a corporate presentation. And that's so, yeah, it's wild. Yeah.
It was basically, we need money, so here's what we're going to do.
Right. Yeah.
It's true. But I mean, that's the thing, though, is, like, they're showing all these properties. And I think, like, Disney is, I mean, all jokes aside, like they're in a position where they're like, okay, we have our own streaming service now. Like we have our own avenue. Yeah, Mulan was a flop, but we've got like IPs like The Mandalorian that are making us so much money because we're giving the fans what they want that like we just need to keep doing that. We can't just shell it out, you know?
But you know what I felt after watching that, and I said this on our show as well, like after watching that, by the time they got to Indiana Jones 5, which is directed by the guy who did Logan, I was like exhausted from all the content headed our way. I was like, you know, I don't want to be that entertained.
I don't want to be that entertained. I love it.
You know, like what are you doing to me? Yeah, it was a lot.
It's like it's like you ate like one of those Halloween bag sides of Snickers for dinner.
Yeah, or one of those like big when they turn the Reese's peanut butter cup into an entire pie.
Well, part of that is because they had to push a lot of things from 2020 into 2021, but they already had a schedule for 2021. So they had a choice, like, do we just keep pushing things, you know, infinitely, or do we say fuck it and just catch it all up in 2021? And I think
we're getting a goddamn show about Willow. We're getting a goddamn Willow show.
Yes, yes,
that's madness.
With what's his name as
Warwick Davis?
Craziness. Okay, now to the best part. Like I love Star Wars. It's all cool, but Marvel, we're gonna get WandaVision and Loki and Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I'm too happy. I'm happy. I'm stoked. I love those.
I have a question about WandaVision because I just want to make sure I get the story straight, right? So, like, I guess she creates her own reality and lives in that bubble.
Right. I don't know. I haven't seen
it. It's a play off of
House of M.
Yeah.
So she lives like in her own reality and fights people who try to get in it.
It could be that, or it could be literally she's fighting herself because she's slowly going insane, which is exactly what House of M was about. So it could be either or.
Okay, so here's the question. Is WandaVision all in her head, or are they going comic accurate and she is literally changing the fabric of reality?
No, she's going to crack and it's going to go back to what it was.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, is the whole thing going to be taking place inside her head? Or are they going to be like, no, this bitch is actually changing
shit? Half and half. I think it's going to be half and half, right? So, like, you know, she's changing their reality, but she's probably changing the outside reality.
Well, I think we already know because Doctor Strange is going into the multiverse of madness.
Yeah, so I think they may have grown some cojones. They may actually let her do the full House of M. And what if she's the one who creates mutants? So instead of mutants.
I was just going to say that. I was going to say, let's make a bold prediction and say instead of, because in House of M, she ended mutants.
Yeah. She said no more mutants and it went down to 298.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which was good because there was too many goddamn mutants.
Oh boy.
I'm not being racist. I'm just saying,
you totally are though. Like you're exactly.
Well, no, that's why they did it because they literally made like a mutant of the week. Like for
there are too many of them. Like, come on now, there's gonna be like as many mutants as there are is there are people in Rhode Island. It's a madness.
You can reach Doug at the End Is Nigh show on Facebook. You can berate he and his co-host there. They will understand. Just address it to Doug. They get it.
I don't think I said anything hateful. It just like there was too many mutants in the comic world. There was more mutants than people.
It's true. Like literally, that's why they did it. Because
that sounded racist. Wait, that sounded racist. So I'm saying,
and canceled Sean is agreeing with you. So maybe he didn't do a right thing. But Vince is very cleverly just being quiet.
I'm listening. I'm biding my time.
Let him hang himself.
Okay, so. Falcon and Winter Soldier, y'all. Oh, go ahead, Vince.
I was going to say, because WandaVision is supposed to lead right into Doctor Strange 2.
Yes, right. Which also another thing that I am only interested in Doctor Strange 2 because it's called the Multiverse of Madness and Wanda's going to be in it, because I'm not that big a fan of Doctor Strange.
Am I wrong, or Sam Raimi's directing that, right?
He is.
Yeah, no. It's supposed to be horror-esque.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah, Sam Raimi is awesome. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of Sam Raimi, we're going to get like 95 Spider-Men in one movie.
Spider-Verse, live action.
Who didn't know that was going to happen, though? Yeah, I mean, like, as soon as the cartoon came out and it was such a home run, like, you know, they were like, both sides of this argument, like Sony and Marvel, were probably wringing their hands like, now how do we do this, you know, with people, you know?
Yeah.
So they just wanted to remake that cartoon, essentially.
Dude, Doc Ock is going to be all of the original villains. Like, so you got the Raimi villains, like Doc Ock and Sandman. And then you also have the Andrew Garfield villains.
Electro.
Yeah.
That's going to be shit. That's going to be such a shit show.
I feel like they're overreaching with that one. I feel like they're
really they're, because they're gonna, you know, yeah, that this is going to be done by the same studio. Now, I get they're not paying for it, but the studio that's actually physically producing it is the same studio that just gave us Infinity War and Endgame after giving us Captain America Civil War. If anybody can shoehorn in thousands of characters into one movie and have it still be good, it's Marvel.
No, that you don't win this argument because you know what? The Russo brothers aren't directing that Spider-Man movie, are they?
No, it's John Watts.
Yeah, so yeah.
But here's the thing, though. The
Russo brothers are way too good at that kind of storytelling and have been since they were working on television, and they're the only people with that kind of experience to shoehorn all those characters into one thing.
Yes, but so, do you think that they're just like, they just went quietly into the good night? Like, no, they're still involved with Marvel. They'll probably be producers.
They're not directing it, though.
But they'll probably
and they're not be writing
producers.
It.
They'll be, well, they didn't write Endgame.
I'm just arguing to argue. I don't care.
Clearly. Anywho.
Have you met Doug?
not till today.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Can't wait for Black Super. I almost said Black Superman. Black Captain America. Let's do it.
Yeah,
I think you're going to get Black Captain. Yeah, I can't. I think you're going to get the early Black Captain America too, aren't you? They might go bold on this one because of the story of, I forget his name.
Sam Wilson.
No. The other, there's a Black Captain America. And I think you're going to learn his story. And it's right out of the comics where, you know, maybe Sam doesn't feel comfortable with the shield because he knows there was another black man who was supposed to get it because they were doing the super serum experiment on black soldier.
Oh, you mean that? Okay. No, I don't think so. I think they're going to go Sam Wilson.
Yeah. See, like, this is a great opportunity and they pass it up. It's going to be like a really bad cop out. Like, they should go this route because this was the thing that made the Watchmen TV show the greatest thing in 2019.
Why would that work, though? Because they'd be coming out of nowhere. Like, they hadn't introduced that character in all these other movies, and all of a sudden, it's like, oh.
No, because he's old now. No, because he's old now. He's not, no, they don't give it to him to be like, hey, you're the rightful Captain America. No, that's, it's America. It doesn't work that way. So, like, you know, what'll happen is he'll, you know, Sam will learn the history of the Super Soldier Serum, and, you know, and in a way, also be telling some of the audience that, you know, might not have more than three brain cells that, like, this is how we're going to tell this story because race is an important issue and we should be focused on this, like Watchmen did.
I think they're still going to focus on race because did you read the comics for when Sam Wilson took over his cap?
No, I'm like, what is it? I'm now 17 years clean from comic books.
Because it's an addiction. It was filled with, like, there was loads of racism involved. Captain America almost got arrested for standing up for people.
Being racist?
No, because people were racist to him because they were saying shit like, you know, you're not Captain America. Like, all kinds of horrible shit. Like,
Do you remember who wrote that arc? Do you remember?
I don't remember who wrote it. I don't pay attention to writers when I read comics. I just read
them. And why do you read them? Like, that's, you know.
Because
like
I'm not that big of a nerd, okay? I just read it and I move on.
Right. So, like, do you know who Brian Michael Bendis is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you know that a lot of the things we're dealing with in the movies and TV shows and all the things that we're facing in a really good, positive way are all his doing?
Yeah.
Like, well, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage. All, but yeah. Right. But I mean, the majority of them. And now he's moved over to DC. And, you know,
yeah.
Like,
and Winter Soldier is from Brian Michael Bendis, too.
Yeah. So Riri Williams as well is yeah. a Brian.
Oh, Michael and Bendis. She's getting her own show.
Yes.
Ironheart.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why you learn their names because they're heroes.
Yeah.
Writers. Not all of them, but definitely not Geoff Johns. He wrote the Wonder Woman movie. He's not a hero.
Anywho.
I don't even think his own family should celebrate him, personally.
Ouch. Just wrong. But, Loki.
Well, I wanted to say it before Sean did.
Everybody's favorite anti-hero, maybe villain. Loki. Love him. I can't wait for Loki.
I mean, yeah, yeah.
Wow, you guys are amazingly silent. What the hell happened? Did you all go to sleep? What the shit?
I'm getting very tired. I'm sorry. But
oh my gosh, I forgot. I'm dealing with a bunch of old men.
I'm sorry.
You're technically younger than me, but you know.
But my back would disagree. Anyways, the one thing about Loki that I'm actually really interested in is because every sizzle reel I've ever seen, I actually don't watch trailers for any Marvel movies because then I figure out what they're gonna talk about. I already know everything, you know. I'm like, I read so much of the comics that I pretty much know the cliff notes. Loki, I have no fucking clue where they're going with that.
Like, isn't that awesome?
I'm like, right? I'm literally just lost in the woods, and I'm definitely excited about that, but I'm also a little worried because I'm like, okay, they're going completely original. They're going off script. Like,
well, yeah, because they actually put him in a completely different universe. So he can do whatever he wants because in our universe or timeline, whichever you want to do it, or our dimension, I guess you could say, he's dead. But where he is, like, he can go off and have a bunch of adventures, and he's got the Tesseract, so he can zip around the galaxy.
It looks like the Time Cops or whatever they're called, like, hire him, right? Like, that's what it looks like.
I don't know. I, too, haven't seen trailers because I'm pretty much like Sean on that. Like, once you've read the comics, you don't want to know how close they're going to fit. So you just kind of want to be like, I'm in. Let's just see.
I will say this. Loki had some of the best dialogue in any superhero movie ever. I'm not a big fan of the character, but I think he had such a great... He had so much great dialogue. Like, I mean, I get out of the shower quoting him. I'm like, I am burdened with glorious purpose. Like, that is the best. And when he stabs Thor and goes, you know, when he tricks him and he goes, sentiment. Like, that is so great. So, yeah, if they give him that kind of dialogue.
We can go ahead and end it there because I was only going to bring up Miss Marvel.
Literally, well, speaking of House of M, like, literally when Scarlet Witch, you know, made everyone's dreams come true, they made her relevant. Like, that was her dream in the comics. Like, they're like, yeah, Carol Danvers.
No. Miss Marvel, not Captain Marvel.
Yeah, Miss Marvel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. Kamala Khan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Yeah. I'm so down with that. I'm sorry. I hate Captain Marvel. I don't like her.
Well, that's because you're a heartless, evil person.
No, it's because she has as much personality as white bread. She is wonderful.
Says bread. Mr. White Bread.
Yeah. You know what? In fairness, I will say this, though. I don't want to be that guy on the internet.
You like are the guy that guy. You literally are that guy, Doug.
No, I'm not that guy. The guy I'm describing is the guy, the Chet, you know, from Weird Science on the internet, just mad that Marvel made a movie about a girl, right? Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, they were ready to hate on the movie before it came out because of certain things Brie Larson had said, you know, maybe political, maybe, I don't know. But they were like, you know, they're ready to dunk that movie when it came out, you know, and then the movie was bad. You know what I mean?
I don't think it was bad at all. So I stayed away from all the controversy. I just watched it and I enjoyed it.
It literally ruined one of my podcast series I was doing. I was doing a Marvel movie marathon with one of my friends who's never seen Marvel. We got to that movie, which we were doing consecutive order. It ruined it. Because we both had nothing to say. And I'm like, well, shit, this isn't going to work.
I think it's just because you're two white men and that movie was not made for you. Let the women enjoy it.
Oh, man, that sounds like Brie Larson talking.
Well, I mean.
No, it's not because of that. It's
honestly, okay, but honestly, though, it's
a boring movie.
I saw it three times in the theater. I enjoyed it all three times.
Yeah, but you see all the Marvel movies, like at
that's
least.
Right. But it doesn't matter,
and you're looking
Shazam.
Forward to Fast. Yeah, and you're looking forward to Fast and the Furious 7.
9. Dear God, it's 9. Oh. It was, you know, Mission Impossible 7, Fast and Furious 9.
I mean,
you
really.
Know, mine were jokes, right? Like,
right.
You know, right? But yours weren't.
I like that your jokes made her comfortable enough to be like, you know what? You're right. I want to see Fast and Furious 26 or whatever.
Oh my God.
And Mission Impossible 85.
Right. Fuck out of here.
All right. Find these fuckers on their own perspective podcast because I'm done being dogpiled for this night. All right, Happy New Year. Find everybody on the links. If you're on the website, cinematicadventurespodcast.com. Jesus Christ. If you're on the website, cinematicadventurespodcast.com, all three of these fuckers' links can be found.
If you see Jackie with a black eye, she's just going to tell you she fell.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh my God. You know how Sean and I met, right?
No.
Martial arts class.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a great counterpuncher. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. I thought you were going
to say she could take a punch.
Oh, I'll take one, but I'll give a harder one. So
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
Jackie, on that note,
Jackie will kick your ass.com.
Yes.
Have a good day, everybody.
Have a great one, guys.
It's up to you. Have a good day. Have a bad day. I'll mind my business.
Oh, fucking it. Just end this. Just end it.
Okay.
Oh, peace. My God. If you like this episode, do us a favor. If you're listening through Apple, give us a 5-star rating or any other app, drop us a like, and don't forget to subscribe so that you can hear new episodes when they come out. Thanks.